I'm from a small dairy farming community an hour southwest of Montreal, so in Howick, Quebec. And how I'm connected, they called and I said I would come and speak. I am an OVC grad, 2002.
Okay, so you're both a vet and a producer. Let's talk about the dairy farm, first of all. You said a small dairy farm. Tell me about the size of the farm and where you produce.
Milking about 110 dairy cows on 1,500 acres, cash crop, and we do maple syrup, too. We're about 9,000 taps.
How long has the farm been in the family?
It's my husband's farm. It's six generations, and I'm also from a dairy farm, which my brother is on, and we're six generations, so we're two six generations meeting, and our kids are seventh.
And here in 2026, Dr. Jody Wallace, tell us about the appeal of dairy farming that would span that many generations. What's the appeal?
I think we're just stubborn. No, it's just the opportunity to feed the country. We're going to supply a good food product. And it's just something we're stewards of the land and stewards of animals, and we do what we love every day.
We're with Dr. Jody Wallace. We're at Farmers Week. Tell us about the presentations that you'll be making this week and the key points or the priorities that you're going to stress.
I was asked to speak about fertility and genomics in dairy cows and how we can advance profitability on dairies. And so I incorporate what we're going to do on farm, not just protocols, but the whole holistic management of the dairy so we can improve fertility. And if you have cows pregnant and calving, you're going to have more milk and more milk meats, making our quota and being profitable. And I'm also speaking on the panel for calves because at Anderson Farms we're focused on 0-0 calf care, which is managing for zero treatments and zero loss. So I'd like to share what we do on Anderson Farms, because it's not just me, it's my husband, my brother-in-law, and our family that farm together.
In this day and age, Jody, there are advancements. Are there huge advancements in the production level?
I guess we always improve every day. And we're using some technologies. I'm not going to talk a lot about that, but heat detection sensors, there's going to be more AI in there, automation. But actually, it just goes down to doing the basics right every day.
Last question for Dr. Jody Wallace, who's here at Farmers Week. Tell us about your primary message in terms of caring for your herd, whether it's dairy or beef or cattle of any description.
You have to do the basics work. Cow comfort is a huge item. You got to treat them like Olympic athletes, so they're always teetering on them. We expect them to be profitable, but just to be performing. So we have to make sure they have everything they need: nutrition, comfort, health, and plus all the other protocols that we put in place to get them there.
Never thought of a cow as an Olympic athlete.
They are. And I'd like to say they're hockey, right? They're hockey athletes and not soccer players, so they don't complain. They just go through day to day. They're stoic, and they're there for us, and we're there for them. So.